Sam Fisher is one of our favorite Aussie artists, and he is back with a brand new single. It's called Hopeless Romantic, and Sam joins us now. Good morning.
Yo, yo, good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. My gosh, we had a few difficulties to get here, didn't we?
Technical issues.
Listen, it's been a long road, but we have made it, and we're shining, and we're vibing. So let's, but we'll make it a good one.
Sam, you're in the audio industry. How much are you plagued by tech issues in the day-to-day?
I love you're in the audio industry.
Well, I mean, it's not, maybe like a lead isn't working or your mic's not plugged in properly. Your tech isn't doing their job right.
You know what? My first show, bless my tour manager. He's my front of house, Aaron. Love him to bits. He's incredible at what he does. But I will say my first show back from tour was opening for Ash in London. And I walk out, my mic wasn't on. So I'm there, I'm like, no one can hear me.
But,
we got it fixed pretty. He's out the back, he's going, press it.
Oh, God.
But we got it good and we smashed the set. But I'm plagued by it. Honestly, every recording studio I go in, something happens where the engineer goes, this has never happened
before. Maybe right you're now. The problem then. Maybe that's what's going on here.
Absolutely the problem.
Now, you've got a new single that's out at the moment. It's called Hopeless Romantic. And I love the story behind this one because you talk about how the industry has been hit by the coronavirus and you've been doing, these virtual performances and how you felt kind of empty doing that and you created this reality for yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I do this thing where, and I'm sure other people do it too. Hopefully other people do it. I've romanticized. I think we all like romanticize the things we want and things we dream about to be a certain way. And like, even like romanticizing, like, remember when the Harry Potter movies came out and you were like, so in love with the books and you're like, I wonder if they're gonna like nail this movie to include all the important parts, and they like leave out some important bit and you're like, well, this is disappointing. Take that. And then like for me it was like, I have dreamed of being an artist my whole life. Like I've been actively working since I was like 12, and getting so close to something and having it taken away is a constant theme in my life. And I thought the impossible has happened and this city has blown up out of nowhere after a year and a half after its release, and I'm getting to live this unbelievable life. And then it was all taken away because of the pandemic and we all went through it, and I had a lot of success and I'm really grateful for all of that. But, things were happening. I was really grateful. I was going to be on TV, but like I filmed my TV debut on my iPhone against the green screen in my living room. And I got my first ARIA nomination. That's the biggest thing
amazing
that ever happened to me for this city. And they were like, oh, it's going to be on a Zoom. It's going to be 3 a.m. when your category is awarded. And I was like, oh my God. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it in a hoodie. Like it'll be on Zoom. And my stylist, bless him, was like, you are not doing your first award show in hoodie. So he brought over this suit. It was this Gucci suit. And he was like, it was like so fancy. The pants did not fit at all. Couldn't do them up. But that didn't matter because it was on Zoom. So I'm sitting there at 3 a.m. and it was amazing. Like I'm on Zoom with Tones and I and Fire Singer Summer and Flume and like, all these artists that I love. And, category happens, and then they're like, okay, thanks guys, and we all hung up. And then I was like, it's 3 a.m and I guess I'm just gonna go to bed.
So what happened to, and first, you mentioned the ARIA nom and you were nominated for Song of the Year with Demi Lovato for What Other People Say, which is just incredible. Do you then like shoot Demi a message and say, hey, I know you might not be across the Australian award system, but we just got nominated for an ARIA?
Okay, it's a bit of a flex because that's exactly what I did. And,
that's okay. You flex away.
Yeah, I texted them and Demi responded. And they were like, oh my God, that's amazing. This is actually their first nomination at the ARIAs.
Amazing.
It's insane. Like, I mean, I can't believe that this is my second. Like, this is out of control. And I had just taken a sleeping pill when I found out.
And so a muted response then?
No. Well, I was like kind of like deliriously like falling into this sleep coma. And so I'm like fighting the like pill, putting me to bed and getting this text being like, you've just been nominated for an ARIA. And so I'm like, the first text that I sent back to my publicist was why? And I just, it's all blown me away. But going back to Hopeless Romantic, all of these experiences, I'm so grateful and so lucky to have them, but they haven't gone the way I wanted. But at the same time, it's a term that is so intertwined with love. And so whenever people listen to it, I hope that they're able to put themselves in the song and relate it to their own situations. And if they can't, then just listen to it because it's a bop.
Talk to me about like the remix. Just this morning in Australia, Lucas Schreiner has dropped a remix of this track. How does that work? Does somebody come along and say, hey, I want to just drop some beats on this track? Or do you reach out to, and I'm sure you've got a bunch of mates in the industry and you used to know, hey, work your talents on this. What can you come up with? How does that work?
Well, I'm such a fan of Luca and he obviously smashed the This City remix. And it was just kind of, you know, when we were talking about remixes, he's always the first one in my mind. Like we had our, I guess, really like one of our first hits together. So I was like, mate, let's do it again. He's such a sweet guy and so talented. So yeah, he was the first person I thought of and he absolutely crushed it. And it's literally midnight here. So it's just come out on the dot. So here we go. Pump it up.
Perfect timing.
We know, Sam, that you write songs for other artists. Is that almost more freeing in a way because you don't have to think to yourself, oh, mum's going to hear this, so better keep that in mind? Like, can you just really let your feelings out there and go, oh, well, that's Rihanna's problem now?
Imagine.
The dirtiest side of Sam Fisher.
Oh, my goodness. My mum is, you know what? So I wrote a song. Just to like drop a name, I wrote a song for Keith Urban called Polaroid. And
Keith, P.S., what an angel.
That's the best. Just such an angel. After Polaroid came out, he DM'd all the writers a photo of him. And he was like, it was a thumbs up at the camera and a $100 Domino's gift card.
You can splurge on that cheesy crust.
Oh, it was the best thing ever. But my mum was I was like, oh, Keith Urban's recorded my song and he's putting it out. And she goes, does that mean Nicole knows who you are?
Nicole.
And I was like, that's hysterical. But no, writing for others is great. I mean, look, like when I write songs for others, normally it's with the artist. And so being able to take their story and find the little moments in it that we can like turn into a song that lots of people will relate to. It's a beautiful thing. And when we get to the end of the session, you kind of go, the artist is like, I don't know, it's as if they've like worked the situation out through writing the song, whatever they were struggling with or whatever they were wanted to talk about. And it's always fun. I don't know. I think writing songs is so cool. And like, it's never that deep as well. So it's like, you know, if the song isn't great, there's always another one we can write. I'm always honored when an artist wants to sing a song of mine. So yeah, I don't know. I guess writing for myself is just more focused on myself. So like, I love it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. It's nice to get to be in the spotlight.
Sam, you're an absolute sweetheart. We can't wait to get you back on our shores. And, you know, international artists and Aussies wanting to come back, you must be like closely monitoring the situation with international borders and coming in. We're starting to get tours booked for 2022. Anything that could possibly be happening with Sam Fisher here in Oz?
Yes, mate. Absolutely. I mean, look, there are plans for me to hopefully get back to the Arias end of November, if I can.
No sleeping so that's this time.
No, just for the flight. And after that, I will be as awake as possible. And yeah, 2022, I will be in and amongst it. You won't be able to get rid of me, but absolutely playing live, touring, doing as much as I can in Australia. So yeah, expect a bit of me.
Well,
we're ready for it.
We have all of you. Sam Fisher, the new single is Hopeless Romantic. We've got through the tech issues. We had a lot of fun. Sam, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Cheers, guys. That was awesome. I really appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you.